Supreme by Sarah Pearl was created through my journey of learning and becoming my truest, most authentic self. The journey touched every area of my life, health, spiritual, and mental. What I learned about myself is that I am a powerful being. I can create my own reality and shape my destiny. It is true for me, and it is also true for others. We all have the capacity to be and do whatever we are called to do. But in order for that to happen, we have to operate in our true essence, in our God selves. And so often, life beats us up to the point of doubting our abilities. I am here to remind you of the truth. We are capable of breaking generational curses and changing our family legacies. We can achieve the unthinkable because we are supreme. Follow me so we can go on this journey together. Hey everyone, welcome back to Supreme by Sarah Pearl. I am your host, Sarah Pearl, and I am excited to dive into today's topic as usual. But before I get into it, I want to address and welcome my new listeners. Thank you guys for stopping by. I hope that this podcast serves as a valuable resource to you along your personal development journey. Supreme by Sarah Pearl is all about helping you and 100% committed to your personal development journey. And this podcast is one of those resources that we offer. And so if you have any questions or anything, I'll leave my information at the end of this podcast so you can reach out to me. But with that being said, let's get into it, okay? So my husband and I, we were having a conversation about a week and a half or so ago, and I thought that it would be a great topic to bring up to you all as you decide and as you take steps on your personal development journey. And I asked him the question, what kind of life are we living if we do not need God's divine intervention? Okay, that is the question I asked him, and it brought up so many thoughts and so many aha moments that I wanted to pose that question to you all as well. Let me repeat it. What kind of life are we all living if we do not require God's divine intervention? Okay, now I know we've probably had to make decisions in the past that required us to have tremendous amount of faith. Okay, I know I did when I was choosing to go to the University of Alabama and praying that I will make the track team. Well, praying and doing the work and whatnot. And I did a podcast episode on that a little while ago. So if you want to learn a little bit about my backstory, feel free to tune in to some previous episodes. But I was living on complete faith that I will make the track team. And it was such a stretch. It was such a stretch for me. I was a small town girl, grew up went to a high school that didn't even have a track. And so it was a far-fetched idea to run at a D1 school. But the thing is, it all worked out, and it required me to have a ton of faith, right? And so if we're going on this personal development journey where we're pursuing our maximum potential and we're really pursuing the purpose of God over our lives, then it's going to require us to live on that faith on a regular basis. And so going back to that question, what kind of life are we living if we in our life does not require God's divine intervention? Basically, if we're not living that, if we're not creating space, right, for God to step into our lives and show us who He is, who we read about, who we hear other people talk about. If we don't do that, then are we really living up to our true potential? And that's why we're here, right? Is to live up to our true potential. If you think about Jesus lived a life where God was all throughout everything. That was a terrible sentence, but that's how massive this is. He was up and through Jesus's life, right? Jesus created room for God to show up in his life. And so what I am suggesting to you is that those ideas, those visions, though the thing that seems risky, you know what I mean? Those things are more than likely a step to where it's opening space for God to show up in your life. There's a lot of things in this world that we can't control or plan for. because we don't have the gift of having like that airplane view of our life, right? We can't see the twists and turns and how all of it works out, but God does. And he knows that if you just make that left turn, even though you don't know what's on that road, if you just make that left turn like he's telling you to, then it's going to lead to fantastic things. Not saying there will be challenges, but there will be, you'll be a step closer towards your potential. And so what we're going to talk about in this episode is a few different, one point that I wanted to hone in on, and then I'll expand on a few different points in later episodes. So make sure you stay tuned in. But if you have noticed, and I'm speaking from my experience, if you have noticed that you're not living a life, needing God's divine intervention, then it means a few different things. And the first point that I'm going to bring up is that your life is probably lacking vision, which ultimately means that your spiritual life is lacking. You want me to say that again? So if you are noticing that your life does not require God's divine intervention, that means that you're going through the motions, you know, you're living like status quo, like going to work, coming home, cooking, eating, going to sleep, working out here and there, but it doesn't require a lot from like for God to step in and really show himself in your life, then that means that your life is lacking vision, which ultimately means that your spiritual life is lacking. Okay. That means that you are disconnected from the Creator himself. Okay. Now that spoke to me as I was writing that really spoke to me, because what I realized is when I say that you're lacking vision, and I'm speaking to myself as well, cause I've been here. It means like, because visions come from God. If you don't have a vision for your life, or you're not connected to the purpose of your life, then that directly means that you probably aren't connected to your Creator, to God himself, right? And so I do want to clarify here. So when I say dreams and visions and things like that, I don't mean, you know, you having these random dreams because you ate some chocolate ice cream at night. That's not what I mean. What I mean is that like the visions and the desires of your heart, they are not there by coincidence. Okay. They're not there by coincidence. They were divinely and purposefully placed inside of you. So if you are lacking a vision or a dream, it is time to reevaluate your spiritual life. Okay. I'm a huge advocate of being spiritually connected. Okay. Because that is so important. You do not create yourself. So you need to tap into your Creator to figure out who you even are. Okay. Visions come from God, your Creator. Dreams come from God, your Creator. And guess what? He also has the game plan on how to execute everything he gives you. Okay. So I remember the reason that this is so profound to me is that I remember when I was at probably one of my lowest points in life. Okay. And I was, not only was it the lowest point of my life, but it was the furthest from God I had ever been. I was not inspired, definitely not hearing from God. And I had no vision or dream for my life. Like everything that I had, every goal, every ambition that I had seemed so far-fetched that I was so discouraged, and I saw no way that it could happen, okay? It was actually during the time that I was wrapping up my master's degree. And I was in conflict with who I felt I was and who God said that I was supposed to be. And I was really, honestly, it was an identity crisis, and I was struggling with my femininity. That's a whole different topic. I'll dive into that another day. But long story short is I was frustrated because the dreams that I once had, I felt so disconnected to, and the vision that I had for my life seemed so far-fetched. So if you feel like if you once had this goal, this dream, and it seems like, oh no, I can't make this happen. Or if you don't have one, I mean, it all goes back to connecting to the Most High, to your Creator. Okay. And maybe one day I'll do an episode on how I corrected that and connected with God. It was a process, right? So I know just off the top of my head, one thing that I had to do was be honest with myself, which I talk about a lot in this podcast and in different episodes. It requires you to be honest with yourself and honest with God, honest with the things that you're struggling with. Earlier, I said that I was struggling with who I was as a woman, like with my feminine nature, because like I said, I'll talk about that. But basically, he was, you know, I was reading that, oh, you're supposed to be submissive and, you know, all these things. And I was like, that's not who I am. So I'm in direct conflict with who God says I am. And so thus triggered an identity crisis, a self-proclaimed identity crisis. Right. And so I had to sit down and be honest with myself that, okay, I know that I don't know everything, and I know God is like a consistent God. I know that is true. And so maybe there's something that I'm not understanding. And so that, you know what, that took me a longer route of truly understanding the nature of God and understanding what submission really means and really finding the heart of God in that. Okay. And so here's the thing. Step one with your spirituality is being honest with yourself and being honest with Him. He knows you through and through. So there's no reason to hide anything from Him. Now, the second thing that I would say that I did, I actively made corrections in my life. Now, as I was being honest with myself and I was uncovering different truths, I was willing to change my habits, change my way of thinking. Okay. That's called like a renewing of my mind and repenting. Okay. So that's just something like a few notes that I will put on. Like if you are having struggles with connection spiritually, that's just a couple of things that I did that I can remember off the top of my head, but I'll definitely focus a podcast on that to kind of elaborate that on that a little bit more. But before I close out this episode, I want to, in the Supreme by Sarah Pearl fashion, I want to give you something to journal about. First, the question that I asked you at the beginning of this podcast, what kind of life are we living if it does not require God's divine intervention? Okay. And I want you guys to journal about it and be honest with yourself. Okay. And I mean, in ways that, I mean, what does it mean when God doesn't, like when you're not creating space for God to do things in your life? Okay. Okay. So the second thing that I want you to journal about is just your vision. Like, what is your vision for your life? Do you have one? Okay. If you don't have one, how is your spiritual life? Okay. And and be honest with yourself on that. If you know the vision for your life, then how is it going? How are you progressing towards that vision? Do you feel connected to it? Do you feel like it's impossible to achieve? Like, where are you with it? And do you believe that it's, I mean, do you believe it's attainable? You know, so those are the things that I want to leave you guys with today. And I want you to journal about those things this week and be honest with yourself. Now, I love you guys, but if you have any questions or anything, feel free to reach out to me. My email is supremebysarahpearl@gmail.com, and you can follow me and message me on any of my social media platforms. You can follow me on Facebook at Supreme by Sarah Pearl, and then also follow my personal social media pages at Sarah Pearl Thomas. That's Facebook and on Instagram. And then you can even subscribe to my YouTube channel at Supreme by Sarah Pearl. So I love you guys, and thank you for tuning in. Let me know if I can do anything for you, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.